Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back, 17 till the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. And you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. Please check it out when you get a chance. Lots of stuff there that will help you with your small business, including the newsletter, which you can subscribe to. My newsletter will come to you every Sunday afternoon by email. Get you ready for the week ahead, and so many other things there you can read or listen to or watch at smallbusinessadvocate.com. We're having a great visit with our good friend Jim Cantarucci, the author of Personal Brilliance, and mypersonalbrilliance.com is his website. Jim, thanks again for hanging out with us. We're talking about how to stop prioritizing. And I just remind people that you didn't say from a macro level, from the CEO level, not to set priorities. I think what you're saying is be careful when you take your priorities down organization to where the work actually is done. Be careful that you turn your priority list into a crutch or excuse maybe for your team. What do you think, Jim? Is that right?
Well, that's exactly right. It becomes the flavor of the day, Jim, and people roll their eyes. If I see something in the newspaper in my CEO office, and I go walking through the organization floor and say, our number one priority this week is this new thing I just read about in the paper, it really disrupts our organization, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so we have to stick closely to the priorities that were tied, you know, to our strategy. Doesn't mean we shouldn't re-strategize periodically, but it shouldn't be a day-to-day kind of thing. It causes too much disruption. And as we said earlier, it doesn't teach people to think innovatively and creatively, which is what we're trying to do as a leader, have more of that, not less.
Mm-hmm. But as I said earlier, putting a little pressure on you here, Jim, if you're going to take away my priority list, you have to give me something in its place. You actually have some other methods that you can use, don't you?
Well, sure, Jim. I worked with a multi-billion-dollar Fortune 100 company, and I got to sit in on a strategy session, and they were doing prioritization for strategies. Guess how they were doing it? This was the dumbest thing I have ever seen in my life. They had yellow stickies, and they would vote on the priority item, and they would only use the top five, and the rest of them would just go away. Because
they throw them away.
Five things at a time. I was fit to be tied in this meeting. I was running around. Like
I
a
bet
lunatic.
You were.
They paid like $14 million for somebody to teach them how to do that. I could not believe.
Are you serious?
Yeah, exactly.
Now, I need off air. I need you to tell me who they are so I can go get some of that money.
Exactly. Now we need to set priorities well at the strategic level, then carry them through the organization for the period of time. That's what prioritization is about. But if I have a new computer system going in and I have to train my people, do I say, drop everything and only worry about that? If we do, our business falls down. And so often we're in that position where we tell people, your number one priority this week, Jim, is to get more guests on your radio show.
Mm-hmm.
What do you do about when you're on the air? You know what I mean? It's
mm-hmm.
not realistic to say that to you. And so we have to be very careful how we do this prioritization, and we need to get back to the basics, which is leadership development. We have to develop people, and having them constantly coming to ask me as a boss what their priorities should be today is really having a dumb robot worker as opposed to a human being who can contribute
right.
to our organization.
So walk us through the alternative. Let's create a parallel universe here beside this dumb system that you were just telling us about, or this dumb example with the stickiness and everything. Create a parallel universe and walk us through what that would look like.
Well, we start with being very clear about what our strategy is and having everybody know it and understand it. We have to teach it, and we have to reinforce it. And then we have to say, in the context of your job and your area of responsibility, what do you do to further that strategy? And everybody should know that. It's customized understanding, department to by department, even person to person within our organization. So they understand what they're supposed to do to contribute to the strategy. With that framework, they then can set their priority level as to how they allocate their pie, if you would think of it that way, of their day, of their week, to do that. Now, we have regular meetings where we talk about what's going on in the moment, and we'd have to pivot and so on, and that might shift that pie. But an educated person on our strategy can make that shift on their own without me as the boss doing that for
right.
them. So it's teaching
so,
people to be able to do that.
One of the things, Jim, I've been spending a lot of time with my audience about over the last 2 or 3 years is trying to help small business managers, general managers, the owner, founder, general manager, try to help them understand the importance of being the CEO of their company, how they have to elevate themselves from the trenches into a 30,000-foot orbit, at least for part of the time, in order to do the job of the CEO, which is where the strategy is developed.
Mm-hmm.
Who
has time to do that if people are coming into my office every day?
That's exactly right. That's the reason I'm glad you're here talking about this today, because this is helping me with my points and so once you establish the strategy, then you come back down out of orbit, so to speak, and now you're back to managing and leading your people who are going to make it happen, and you let them help you fulfill your strategy rather than you give them a priority list. That's what
exactly
you're saying.
Right.
Isn't it?
Exactly
yeah.
right.
I need your website one more time, Jim.
MyPersonalBrilliance.com and ELCircle.com.
Check it out, folks. His books are there, too. Jim Cantarucci and I will be right back. It's 10 Till. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.